This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Forage Specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, this week we're talking moisture and conditions across the region. We talked some tips at the end of the last report. You're getting a lot of phone calls. What are some other things that you're hearing?
We still have producers that are interested in getting the annual hay crop in the ground. Right now, there's a lot of options to go with. I had calls about barley and forage peas. That works fine. Oats, forage peas works great. We have soil moisture conditions that have improved. We want to be optimistic about that, but it needs to kind of keep going. We're behind on soil moisture. Our soil temperatures are good, so a really good forage option for the summer is going to be our forage sorghums of some sort.
All right, good stuff, James. Hey, more on this weather and conditions when we come back.
If you are a soon-to-be high school grad searching for your career in the trades, check out this career position. Keller Paving and Landscaping in Minot, North Dakota is hiring. We're hiring hardworking, dependable team members for paving, earthwork operators and laborers, along with truck drivers. Competitive pay, opportunities to grow, experience is great, but a strong work ethic is even better. Apply today at Keller Paving and Landscaping. Call 701-852-5030.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
We're with James Rogers on Ag Issues, talking weather and moisture across the region. And James, as in our other report, how about some tips for area ranchers and farmers?
Our pastures were really slow to get up and going. A lot of folks kind of held their cattle in dry light for maybe a little longer period of time, and that's fine. But a lot of cattle are going out now. Unfortunately, in our region, we've had a big flux of bluegrass, and bluegrass really doesn't like dry weather. And my observation that I've seen on the bluegrass is that a lot of it is headed out now, hasn't produced a lot of leaf material. Otherwise, our brome grasses are now really kicking off and looking good, but they're also heading out as well.
Good stuff, James. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Keller Paving in Minot, by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, and by Peak Nutrition of Minot and Reset Nutrition in Carrington. Protein shakes, energy teas.